You see a storied vision of another place, another version of yourself, another possible path your life could have taken. Rocky paths wind their way down from a town curled around spires of stone far above the sea, until the sea swallows all. Not on a cliffside, no. This is a town surrounding massive spires which rise from the ocean, built on suspended platforms, reinforced with magical and technical knowledge. It is a safe place, usually. You can walk around its wooden decks, encircling those spires. There's a very active shipping industry from this place, and armorers, blacksmiths, chefs, fisher people. Everyone finds their home here. A rich naval tradition mingles with a wild air of self-sufficiency. This is a place fit to launch an adventure. And just outside the city limits is a training area. You've journeyed out here today, armed and armored and ready to do your best, only to find no hostile creatures around. Instead, there's a large number of short, thin-limbed creatures in leather masks. They look like they have big noses and goggles for eyes. You recognize them as goblins, and they're setting up stalls for a grand market. This is all well and good, but when you walk to the nearest, you ask what happened to all the mandragora plants, the dodos, and other weak monsters used as training fodder in this area. The small goblin looks up at you and squeaks out something difficult to understand in their language. Clever gobbles, hasty clear area of bitey mites to have big busy deal swappy meat, it explains. You complain that you intended to train today, that your advancement will be stymied because you will be unable to do so with nothing to fight. The goblin tilts its head to one side, green ears flapping outside the leather mask. Need big strength much fast? Asks the goblin, holding out a potion bottle. You manage to work out, amid their strange dialect, that the potion seems to be some kind of experience amplifier. The goblin offers it to apologize for the inconvenience of this whole event. With your training day plans derailed, you aren't even enthusiastic enough to participate in the market. You take the potion, which is in a very tiny bottle, with just one swig within it, and decide to check the other side of the city. Your slow walk around brings in the beautiful seaside vista, the paths down to the beaches, the rocky inlets, the docks. This place is full of commerce, of things flowing in and out like the tides. You search around, thinking that the vibrancy of life, the soothing, relaxing nature of the main path, the monotony of the task of training, thinking that it will be there. But goblins are thorough. It is possible they cleared all of the minor monsters out of the area, likely with bombs. The potion jingles in your pouch as you walk. You can't wait long to try it. You do find a creature, a sheep-like critter that is a pest to local gardens. Defeating it would at least let you practice your battle technique. So, before you do, you take out the small vial of potion and begin to chug. It tastes quite sweet, flowing along your tongue in a few droplets. You look out once more at the ocean vista, the far, far dock of ships milling back and forth, the birds swooping low over the ocean. The potion really tingles on the way down. You feel that tingling even in the parts of your throat you normally can't feel, a strange, sparking sensation that spreads to belly and torso sooner than you'd think. You let your eyes close, holding the vision of the ocean in your mind, breathing deep as sea waves crash in and out, the distant cry of birds seeming to grow louder, louder. The tingling continues its full body whisper. The sheep grazes nearby, you know. Your scalp, the back of your neck, the backs of your knees tingle. You open your eyes, ready to take on the world, ready to take on the sheep. except it's now 30 feet tall and standing half a mile away from you. Oh, it isn't any bigger. Your eyes open wider, a nearby grass blade, almost as tall as you. You're standing on the cleared road. No one is likely to step on you, but there is the danger of the sheep. It isn't malevolent, but it's treading toward you, with earth shaking thumps on each small step, and disregard for your now tiny fists. It seems this is the end. Whoa there, comes a voice, feminine, from above. A delicate hand wraps around your entire body, picking you up and out of the way. The sheep begins running away from the woman. The slim fingers neatly capture you, and the sensation of her smooth, gentle palm and the gentle motion into the air brings you far up out of the sheep's accidental stomping range. Of course, you're so tiny that the experience of being in someone's hand is full of new complications. The woman's palms partly exposed and partly gloved in soft leather, which encompasses and cushions you. She lets you sit up on it, curling her fingers up to make walls and ensure you don't fall off, which is good because the breeze from afar washes through. You do feel her nearby, her warmth, the radiance, the smell of sweat, but new leather as well. This is another adventurer. Before you is a cat-eared woman. In your shrunken state, she looks massive, but she's actually quite slim when you compare her to other nearby reference points. Nonetheless, her lips themselves are wider than your body now, and her hand is a massive platform to sit upon. Her skin is dark. Dark brown, smooth, gorgeous. Her lips are painted in burgundy lipstick, which goes well with the lurid pink shoulder-length hair and its white tips. Small incisor fangs are visible when she smiles at you. Pink and yellow eyes, gazing, staring attentive focus into you. Across her back is a small steel axe. She must be an adventurer as well. A warrior, it looks like. Lucky I found you when I did. You can rest at my place. I have a home in the nearby housing district. Her voice is light and calm. She seems steady, if amused, in the face of your tiny stature. You watch her tongue lick out and subconsciously wet her lips. She sets you on her shoulder and lets you hold on to a lock of her hair for grip. Her off-the-shoulder peasant dress is simple, and you're sitting right against her skin. She must be starting out. There's not much muscle on her body, and still some slight fat around her curves. Adventuring will burn that off quickly, you've heard. She takes you to a boat. The two of you climb in, and she lets you sit a little closer to her neck, so that you won't be buffeted by the breeze as you go across to a housing district on an island. In mist, she sets you on the dining room table, telling you you can stay for a few hours, feeding you carefully sliced portions from her own rations. As you watch her eat, you admire her gusto and enthusiasm. She drinks deeply from a mug, gives you some water and a thimble, and then stands up to go out into the field. A few hours turns, gradually, into a longer period of you still remaining small. She remarks that your room and board is cheap because you're so small, so it isn't like she minds as long as you chip in. She invests in small cloths for dusting and polishing the table. A system of rat lines and bridges lets you get to her weapon collection and polish it. She hangs them on the wall as she finds each one out in the wild. You can roll materials into place and write orders for her ever-growing group of employees. It goes from a little hatchet she found in town to a larger and larger axe. You live comfortably enough. It doesn't take long, a matter of a few months, before you notice a real change in her. She's grown muscular, swollen with power. A wide array of beautiful and impressive outfits, armor for questing in, beautiful pink and white gowns that match her hair and eyes perfectly at times. She's doing well for herself, and you've become so much a part of the scene that she thinks nothing of changing in front of you, even, for example. One such time, she strips off her clothes, preparing to change, putting aside her small clothes and pulling on a new set. You see her well-kempt pubic hair, the puffy lips below between muscular thighs. Her breasts are high and firm. They bounce as she slips their covering on, and then slides into her armor beyond that. She tells you she is going on a particularly important quest. She leans in and kisses you lightly on the cheek. Well, she aims mostly for your cheek. Her lips are beautiful, luscious, wet. They touch your entire body in that one smooch, and your body answers with shivering delight at the motion. You know you can't help it. You will focus on your chores today, of course. Still, arousal creeps in, thinking of the pleasure of watching her apply her burgundy lip makeup. Even before quests, she slathers it on, quite partial. You think of the pleasure watching her eat and drink, and the way she lets you rest on her pillow at night, staring at those lips. Those moments float back to you, even when her form is nearby, chest rising and falling, head turned on one side facing you, you bundled up in a much smaller blanket, with minuscule pillow, laying there, obsessing over her wet lips in the moonlight. Even when she's cleaned the makeup off, they still shine and glisten. As her muscles grow, her appetite grows as well. She always ensures you have enough to eat, but she truly gorges. You observe her body becoming more and more the epitome of physical, muscled perfection, but always breasts and curvy thighs and her lips luring you in. She converts the food into more and more muscle. Her form is fit and strong. She moves with ever greater force alongside her grace. Eventually, the workout and improvement of self makes her more and more sensual, vital, aroused. And when that happens, she thinks nothing of picking you up, slowly stripping off your clothes, the grin on her face, pressing you to one of her nipples and having you pinch and squeeze it as she runs her fingers over her molten sex below. Even that isn't enough after a while. She picks you up, presses you between her thighs, pushing you against her clit, having you work what is to you a quite massive nub, resting there, breathing in her sexual scent, stroking her clit between your hands, rubbing its soft encasing hood. You get to feel with your knees and legs. You get to see her spasming pussy, huge compared to you, but tight and taut and dripping as you massage her clit with perilous delicacy, your palms digging in, exploring that sensitive tissue. It is one of the few times you can make her squirm. But you know if you do it too much, she'll squeeze you tightly between her thighs and assert her dominance by mercilessly running one long finger between your legs and pressing there, inducing pleasure with pressure. The pressure turns to pleasure, which turns to tingling butterflies in your stomach. She rubs and strokes, still precise, still dexterous, but so strong. The butterflies turn to climax in short order, you grinding against her massive finger. You groan pathetically with the heat invading your head. She can do so much to you with so little effort. The power and dominance of it turns you on more, though you don't admit it. Twitching your toes, she always uses you that way, against her nipples or clitoris, working you off afterward. She never does what you really want. But still, in your dreams, the images of her wet burgundy lips, her mouth, her tongue, the excitement of seeing her sharp white fangs, her tails swaying back and forth with mischief, her ears flicking low to her head as her eyes roll back in climax, every image of her, every image of her fur, her slit-pupiled eyes. She never licks or sucks or touches you with her mouth, even though she loves it when your tiny tongue massages her most sensitive parts. The scent and taste of her skin, the feeling of her nearby, the increasingly confident and powerful expression you see on her face as you rest on her pillow at night. It captivates, draws you in as if you were the tiny planet in her orbit, floating toward her, aching for her, craving darker desires. She inspires and encourages this ache, teasing, taunting, dozens of times. Her sexual appetite grows along with her other hungers, and she becomes imposing. She scolds you for not working hard enough to get her off. You swear she tempts you by licking her lips more and more, smiling cruelly or kindly, with those fangs showing. And the craving only grows. She leaves the next day on an adventure, scolding you unusually fiercely, telling you to get your chores done before she comes home. In particular, there hangs on the wall nearby a large axe. You look up at it. It is fine and beautiful. You run up and down the table, polishing it, your eyes going back to a particular weapon. You take your break, staring at the weapon on the wall. Polishing her weapons is one of your necessary chores, but recently she walked in with an assortment of new weapons from some quest, and one is a truly massive axe, the join, worked into the shape of a lion's maw, facing in each direction. You zip across to it, inspecting the cat-like features, running your hands over its protruding fangs, over the jaw which is big enough for you to climb inside, the cool metallic tongue. You stare, seeing your own enraptured, captured, silvered reflection in the metal. It is well polished already. You could pretend it was her mouth, though. You would confess, if pressed, to a certain fascination with this even before now, but you'd never been sure she'd be gone long enough. She just left, so there is time. You slowly strip your clothes off, leaving them on the little platform. Your mind is awash in the potential, the possibility. You stand there naked. The air currents in the huge room, massive window, a door you could never open, though it does have a flap at ground level, in case of emergency. You are safe. The mouth is just the right size to fit you, the same as hers. You climb, nude, across the cool metal. It is safe and smooth in here. You should know you've polished it plenty, climbed inside with your clothes on. But today, things are different. You press your sweated, horny body against the tongue of the fake lion mouth on the massive weapon. You imagine her lips surrounding you. You grip the base of the metal fangs, imagining being in her mouth, hanging from her fangs, rubbing and rutting and humping against her tongue. You see her dominance, her chuckling laugh that so often turns dark. You see her form, larger, dominating the landscape of your life. A submissive flare inside you turns into something more, turns the cold metal rub to soft, wet tingles inside head and body. You submit to the cold, inanimate surrogate for her gorgeous burgundy lips and shining fangs. You convince yourself, and this fruition of a long-held dream turns every touch erotic. Exposed as you are, you imagine what it would be like if she did come in. You imagine it and you just grow more incensed. Arousal is rioting its chemical song across a system stretched to its limit. Humping and moving your hips, rubbing against the metal, it's smooth enough that the friction it creates is soft and soothing. That smooth slickness mingles with the stickiness of your own sweat and fluids. A slight sense of guilt fills you at the idea of ignoring your duties, even for a moment. But you are polishing the weapon in a way. Pleasure grows, parts of your brain spark and fire, drawing on your long-held fantasy and fetish, turning it into heat and sexual energy. Back and forth, groaning friction into the world, a glorious feeling. You can only feel the memory, the imagined feeling, the dream of her breath across you as it is when she kisses you, turning that memory, as she had some quiet dream while sleeping, into an excuse to rut hard and thrust your hips, rubbing your body frictional against the smooth tongue, bringing yourself so close to completion. That trembling in your back, your inner thighs wrapped around the silvery tongue of the ornamental lion mouth, the fangs, imagining looking out of her mouth, the beautiful mistress of this house, envisioning her tongue working, wet and hot there between your legs, until thought is a distant memory and there is only feeling, feeling the sensation of her encapsulating you, her breath washing across you, until you realize it is no dream, no imagination. She is there. Her armor is on the floor, stealthily discarded. Her bare and sweated breasts bounce above muscular stomach. Her pussy is wet and dripping. You see her juices running down her inner thighs, clouding the floor below. The look in her eyes is glowing, predatory as she creeps closer in the nude. Did you really think I would leave such a fine weapon at home? This was all to expose you, and I have, shirking your chores, all because of your obsession. Shamefaced, still moaning, you look up at her. Yes, I knew all along, she says, opening her mouth, pink tongue, white sharp fangs. She found you out. You don't try to deny it. You lay there with pre-orgasmic tingles invading your every sense. Even with her watching you, you are still humping helplessly. There's too much heat. But she puts a stop to that. The beautiful pink-haired warrior, shining in the light of her house. Her muscles are gorgeous, sculpted. Her appetites are known to you. You wonder how she will use you today, anticipating being buried between her legs, being pressed to her breast. She reaches out, picking you up by the collar of your clothing. She opens her mouth invitingly. Her pink tongue extends. You feel the fleeting, heightened flight of your desire, your fantasy finally made into reality. You feel suspension, and then the weight is taken off of your body as you rest on her powerful tongue. It curls up around the sides of your naked form, holding you snugly. She leans forward but uses the slight suction of those gorgeous, imminent, burgundy-painted lips to keep you inside her mouth. You imagine you will have a lipstick ring around your shoulders later, but that doesn't matter. Her tongue is invasive and nimble, touching everywhere between your legs, over your butt, across your back. You clench your entire body. You were already on edge. The suddenness with which she scooped you up and shamed you. She keeps you there, sucking on you, with carefully reduced force, enough to milk your entire body for each scrap of its pleasure. No place is untouched by her tongue, by her mouth. The dripping wet warmth surrounds your entire body, and you are at once struck by her lusty, sensual beauty and the power she wields over you, both mental and physical. You are only able to twitch, your fluids pouring onto her tongue, your mind leaking out with them, trapped, being rhythmically sucked. No machine could do it as well, no other capture could be as satisfying, your tiny tingling body caught in her mouth, with her tongue pulling all the thoughts out. Going to come, ascending, rising, the tension in your belly complements a feeling of flooding chemicals from your mind, almost as if your body doesn't believe how lucky you are. You barely feel your skin, your nerves. Instead, you feel your brain dumping pure pleasure, chemical and sensation right into your mind hot and dripping away. Going to come, right on the edge, right at completion, when suddenly her tongue presses hard between your legs, extra hard, shivering and vibrating, moving with powerful, muscular tension. You feel your legs pried apart so it can push as hard as possible between them. Her tongue, her fangs are right there, glistening, white, shining. She lets your head stick out of her mouth for a moment and sucks your lower body extra hard. Climax, suspension. You are floating. Your mind is going white hot. Your thoughts becoming disorganized. You see fleeting pictures, her pink tongue pressed to your body. You are coming, climaxing against that yielding yet firm organ. Pressing your hands to her lip, gripping it as if it were some vast blanket on the bed, as if you were just a normal lover instead of her tiny plaything. Pulse and come. Your mind snapping to attention, realizing where you are at the completion of your fantasy, your fetish. She slowly pulls you from her mouth as you twitch and spurt, as though savoring the way her tongue runs across the entire front of your body, tasting you and your juices and the aching orgasmic shivers you give seem to massage her lips with ticklish tingling. You can't escape the shivers. You were in her mouth, her actual mouth, lips, tongue, everything touched you. You were so lucky you could die happy now with that memory, that fantasy. You still shake in the aftershocks, the afterglow, the heat of her. She's addressing you directly, her mocking eyes and cruel smile, her lips. Did you really think I'd just leave it at home? This was a trap to expose you for the wanton thing you really are. Very well. I do know what you were dreaming of. even beyond what you just experienced. She opens her mouth wide, extending her tongue like the red carpet of your sensual demise, your lower body's placed upon it, facing downward so you can begin humping immediately. Different from the suction before, this is the fantasy you had. Trained, captured, enamored, she lets you rut your mind away until climax and escapism turns you into an insensate, tongue-humping fetish toy. You lay there, staring at her fangs, feeling her lips, her tongue, surrendering to something larger than yourself and your service to it.